Do you like talking now?
Toucher and Rich.
Open your mouth wide.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And Rich, I hear that there was a little bit of controversy when I was gone.
There was. So we were discussing something that WBZ did last week. There was a expose. They got their I-team out there. And they did a story about people who were abusing the handicap parking placards. You know, where you go in and legitimately get one of the signs you hang from your rear view mirror that gives you the right to not only park in handicap parking spaces, but I didn't realize this, but you could park for free at any of the meters. At least they were at the Seaport. I don't know where in town this qualifies, but downtown you can park for free in any of those spots.
Yeah, Michigan State, I didn't go there, but at Michigan State, a lot of people would buy them and use the handicap stickers.
Okay, well, the one thing that they were trying to expose here was that these were real, but they were other people's placards.
That's what I'm saying, is that people would buy them off of people.
Off, like, okay, I understand. I wonder how much they would go for, because, I mean, obviously, that's...
Especially in a college campus where parking's impossible.
So, WBZ did a little expose, and they went up to this one guy that they had been watching for a couple days. I think it was like this worker. So.
Day after day, the I-team watched this construction worker finish up his shift in Boston Seaport District, and then returned to his Toyota sedan, with the handicap placard hanging in the rearview mirror. Even on days when he hitched a ride with a friend, he brought the placard along to score the free spot.
Hey. Who does that placard belong to?
He's my uncle.
Your uncle's placard?
Yeah.
It belongs to a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who do you say? I call her my uncle.
Yeah. It belongs to a woman.
Yeah.
It just sounds like I've worked with people who would answer that way. And so while we were playing that last week, Dan just kind of jokingly turned to Bird and said, hey, Bird, I bet you're probably parked in the handicapped parking spot right now. And Dan, what did Bird say to you when you said that to him?
Yeah. Sounded like that construction worker.
Yeah. And Dan was like, what? I was joking. Really? You're in the handicapped parking spot? He goes, yeah. So sure enough, we go out there, and Bert, and you have to understand about our building right now. There's not a lot of people here because half the people have moved to a different building.
Yeah,
it's kind of no man's land
outside.
There's
probably about 8 cars in a parking lot that could hold at least 30.
Okay, and also we get here at like 5:30 in the morning when there's no cars here. So you can park anywhere. So when we asked Bert about it, Bird's answer was, well, it's not, I drove forward and it's where the car went.
It's a straight shot.
It's a straight shot. It's where the car goes.
Straight shot.
It's not official. It's only painted on the ground. It's not a sign.
What does he mean? He goes straight? It's where the car goes?
Bird, what was...
Why'd you go off the bridge? It was where the car goes. The car goes off a bridge.
Why did you take a left before it went into the lake? It's where the car goes. The car goes straight. So, Bird, you've had a couple of days to think about this. What is your justification for pulling into that parking spot?
Zero. I was being lazy. I went straight, okay? The one time I did it, I got caught.
Mm-hmm.
One time.
What do
you have? What's his face? Had a video of, like,
very good.
Mustang,
what was it close to?
Huh?
What was the handicap spot close to?
The door.
What door?
Over here.
Right over here.
Where Chachi over, you know.
Well, why do you want to park there, even? You can park over by this door.
I know. I was coming in for Nick, and he texted me once, and you can be here soon, so I just came in. That was that. I have no... It was one time thing, and I never did that. That's it.
Okay. He was in a hurry.
So the best thing, Fred, is that he pulls his car.
You just pull over here, and you can close
it. That was what he's saying, is he was in a hurry.
But the car goes straight. You can't turn the car?
Yes.
So the best part was that Bird pulls out of the handicapped parking space and pulls it into the market manager space.
Right.
Like, literally, there's two spots you can't park in here. He parked in the other one.
Right. Yeah.
He just went right into it.
I think
there's
an issue of reading.
So and then, on top of that, I start hearing a bunch of people from the office go, oh, yeah, that spot's always taken. And they started naming, like, other people who do that every day. Like, people that I know, and I'm not going to say because, like, one of them doesn't work here anymore and won't be able to, like, defend themselves. But there's apparently people who just pull right into handicapped parking spaces and don't even care about it. They just don't even... Listen, it's the closest space. Who cares? And there's no excuse to do it now with all of these open spaces here. So I didn't realize this was such... Like, there were so many, like, a-holes out there who would just do this. So I was obsessed this week. I was obsessed with this I-team investigation, all these people doing that.
By the way to spend your I-team time.
You know, like, you've uncovered a guy's parking in a handicap spot.
No, they uncovered, like, tons. Like, there's a big...
I know, but
I guess there's a bunch of people who are abusing these. I think it's a big deal. Like, it sucks because I told the story about the one time because of Mary's low immunity. Like, we used to have to park in a parking deck, and, like, you would go in there, and people would be, like, asleep in there when you took the elevator from the bottom of it, and you couldn't get sick. You know, if someone coughed on her, she'd have to be in the hospital for 2 weeks.
Right.
So they gave her a handicap spot, a handicap thing, and even then, after, like, a week, we didn't use it anymore because we felt guilty as hell. And then you got these a-holes just pulling up and taking these spots. So I was kind of obsessed over the week. And I found out that WBZ is not the only one who ever did one of these I-Team investigations.
Well.
Okay. There was one place in San Francisco where, unfortunately, the guy wasn't as chill as this guy who I answered.
It belongs to a woman.
Yeah. No, instead, they ran into a guy who was not a very big fan of the reporter, who maybe has a little problem with his body image.
Okay. The reporter has a problem?
The reporter, yeah.
Okay. Why they get him on the streets.
So this is the audio.
Not behind the desk.
Right, this is the audio. They've gone up and they've busted the guy. There's a police officer with him. He's writing him a ticket. And let's take a listen.
Video thing in my car, you know I could break it, right?
If you break it, if you touch
it. If it goes in my car, I can break it.
Okay.
And so put it in my car if you want
to. It's not in your car, sir.
Exactly. I bet you won't go in my car.
I'm not going. Why would I do that?
I bet you won't go in my car, like I said. So since you're so tough and so smart, Stanley, like I said, put it in my car.
No.
It will get broke. Put it in my car. Can I get the ticket,
thank you,
please?
Sir.
Like
have
I said,
day.
Put it in my car, Stanley.
All right, you can give
Roberts. Thank you.
Okay.
Badass. All right.
All right, so okay. So what is going on here? Male reporter.
Yeah, they've busted a gentleman who went into his car. He was parking in a handicapped parking space with a fake placard. So the reporter is with the police officer. They walk up to the car. The cop is writing him a ticket at this time. And, of course, the reporter's like, how do you feel about getting a ticket? And this guy just, nah, he's having none of it. Get your camera out of my face.
Wait a second. So if the cop is already right, I don't get back to the bit, but if the cop is writing the ticket, what the hell is the guy from the station standing there for?
Well, because he wants, like, to bust this guy.
Well, he did get busted.
Yeah, well,
he's getting a ticket.
But he wants more. Well, he wants this. He wants the guy yelling at him. Look at how horribly the sound these human beings are.
It's like, here's a guy getting a ticket.
This guy,
we're standing right here.
And this guy goes, well, you want to film me? You're fat.
Thank you.
Okay.
Badass.
All right. You want to use your pen? Okay, sir. So by signing it to an admission of guilt, it just promises you're going to take care of citation. Okay, like I said.
So this is for Crown 4 News.
I'm sorry.
Stanley E. Roberts.
This is for people behaving badly on Channel 4.
What about people overeating on Channel 4? Badass. How about that?
All right. Thank you, sir.
Build up your 1-800. Drive safe, sir.
1-800, get thin, chubby butt.
Have a good...
I like how the cop,
yeah.
You know the cop's laughing his ass off.
Yeah.
he's like, dude, I'm handing out a ticket. Like, you know.
Just back up a little
just
bit.
Just back up. I mean, you haven't cracked.
I gave you what you wanted.
You didn't solve the Zodiac killer here.
Congratulations.
Like, I'm filling out a $250 ticket. Can you please get out of the way?
Chubby
they
butt.
Aired this?
Yeah, it's great.
Chubby butt.
what city is this in?
San Francisco.
Okay.
I just like how the cop is, you know the cop is going back to the car and dying laughing.
Right, he's wiping the tears out of his eyes.
I like the idea the guy's getting the ticket and you're there. Sir, this is a $250 ticket. How do you feel? Well, this is a pretty big inconvenience.
I'm feeling like you're wasting your time.
So it's a guy from Machine Sounds pissed.
Yeah.
This is a mild inconvenience. Sir, you just stubbed your toe. How do you feel? Well, it hurts right now, but imagine a minute later it'll be okay.
I'm going to pay the ticket and go on with my life.
Yes.
Thank you very much for being here.
This isn't cops, you know. Can you imagine if that was cops?
Just giving that.
All right, this meter's been out for 5 minutes. Watch this, the guy's coming. I'm going to steal it. Look, and I put it in. I put it in. I can't take it out now.
People overeating on Channel 4. Badass. How about that?
All thank right. you, sir.
Build up your 1-800.
Safe.
Drive safe, sir.
1-800, get thin, chubby butt.
Have a good day.
YouTube, badass.
Thank you, sir.
No problem.
What kind of car are you
driving? By the way, stop a second. the people at Channel 4 must hate this guy, too, because they aired this.
Sure.
Like, they let this all go hit the airwaves.
Yeah, because they're punishing him for doing an investigative report on a guy getting a ticket.
And they're just like, I'm just going to, you know what? The editor's like, I hate this guy. Let all the insults fly. I want chubby butt. I want fat ass. I want 1-800-EAT-LESS. Everything in there. Right for a parking ticket.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you going to do? You're going to get a $15 ticket today. Sir, we got a jaywalking on Park Avenue.
Guy comes running across the intersection with the camera behind
him. Come with me.
I got him, Phil.
I got him. Do you realize what you're doing? Jaywalking? Yeah, do you realize why that's illegal? Just give me the ticket.
Get them chubby butts.
Have a good day.
You too, fat ass.
No problem.
Oh, by the way, the ticket is $500.
It don't matter. I can pay it. What you drive?
Don't worry about what I drive.
I bet you don't drive nothing nice. I bet you that. And you already 50-something years old. I bet you don't drive
nothing.
I bet you couldn't afford it if you got one, fat ass. All you can afford is food with your fat, lazy ass. That's why you're out here videotaping. You ain't even on a real job.
Thank you, sir.
Don't they have you down there filming what's going on in Oakland, all the riots and they got your fat, lazy, non-relevant, non-factor ass out here filming highway patrol shit. That tells you how much you're worth.
Have a good day, sir.
Bye, fat.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's my new hero. And then, of course, the parking.
And then he takes his whole... You know what? A lot of people do a lot of bad stuff. Don't park at handicap spots. But is this what's on the news?
Damn chubby butt.
Have a good day.
You too, fat ass. What she want to do?
And then the guy's comeback is it's a $500 ticket.
Right.
So just you want to, so for that, I'm just, that's your reply for me just destroying you in your appearance?
What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
People overeating.
It belongs to a woman.
Yeah.
Pasta.
That is the pasta guy.
It belongs to a woman.
Mm-hmm. Pasta.
Pasta. All right. Here is the CBS Sports Minute with Boomer brought to you by Strauss DMD.
1-800 get them chubby butt.
Have a good day.
You too, fat ass.
Sports Hub. It's TNR. TNR. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter. Twitter. At Toucher and Rich.
If you could have a superpower, what would that one superpower be?
Man. Like a time machine.
Being invisible.
Is this time machine count?
Yeah, let's do it. We can build a time machine right here.
If I could just be like, I want to be in Florida right now, and then, boom, I'm in Florida.
That'd be more like a transporter. Like,
yeah, is that a superpower?
The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. That, of course, is the voice of Rob Gronkowski. And if you have children anywhere from the ages of probably 6 to 15, he's a fairly constant presence in your home as he participates in, hey, look, people are falling down in a way that children can respect.
Crashlings.
Yeah, which is the first time anything like that has ever been done. It's like America's Funniest Home Videos, but instead of the Carlton from... It's the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It has Rob Gronkowski trying to get out the lines that have been written for him. But nonetheless, ever since Rob Gronkowski did a dramatic reading of A Gronking to Remember, I have nothing but respect for the man. And people now on Twitter, sometimes they like to dip their toe in and see if they can get people to freak out a little bit to get a little love. And it's not only people like Gronkowski, it's people that I respect, even though what's going on now at Michigan State. Tom Izzo did a tour of Cleveland and pretended to be wavering if he was going to coach the Cavaliers or come back to Michigan State. And it's love me, love me, love me.
Sure.
But Rob Gronkowski has put out on Twitter something very cryptic, Rich.
He did. So over the weekend, after all of the talk at the end of the Super Bowl of him not really commenting on whether he was going to retire, which was the first most unsettling thing, and then all of the rumors of him wanting to go Hollywood. Apparently, he had been spoken to from The Rock, and Sylvester Stallone have convinced him that he could actually make good money if he started making films. And now you've got, apparently last week there was a report that the WWE is aggressively trying to sign him. So is he using this as leverage to get more money from the Patriots? Maybe. My opinion of the whole situation is that he wins either way. If he holds out and has real leverage, and it's very rare that a football player has real leverage when it comes to getting more cash, he does. If he holds out and doesn't commit and says that he may retire and they pay him more, great. He gets the money that he always wanted and he continues to play with the Patriots. If they don't give him the money, great. He gets to retire and make $5 to $6 million a year with the WWE, doing the type of thing that Ronda Rousey's been doing, and he can make some films on the side, and he doesn't get knocked in the skull as much as he has been over the past few years.
How much does Rousey make? Do we know?
Okay, so according to James Stewart, and I'm not going to doubt James Stewart on his sources.
So, if you like, in and out goes the breath until it doesn't go in anymore.
That's right.
So macabre.
So $5 to $6 million a year.
Okay, that's what Rousey made. Make it $8 to $9 million a year for Gronkowski.
I agree. And by the way, so Rousey apparently made one of her, I don't know if it was her real debut since she's been fully signed. I know she came out like at WrestleMania or whatever, one of the big events a while back. But she last night made, I think, her first appearance as a like contracted, I think it was huge. I know that everyone was freaking out last night.
Yeah, it was huge.
And it was like nothing. She comes out and everyone freaks out and goes nuts. She stands in the ring, makes a menacing face, and then she picked up Triple H and threw him through a table. And if that's what you got to do every 4 weeks, sign me up, man. Wow. Rob Gronkowski, everyone's like, well, wrestling's just as bad. Dude, when you are in the position Rob Gronkowski's in, you can pick and choose what kind of wrestling you want to do. Now, obviously, you're going to have to do some physical stuff. He's a big guy. He can pull off some physical things. But if he doesn't want to get...
Dean Ambrose.
Maybe not Dean Ambrose.
Too much pride. He's a rule breaker. He plays dirty.
He's
too much pride.
He's not a worker. He's not going 300 days a year and traveling all
over. Gronkowski will only do huge events. They'll pay him a phenomenal amount of money. Sure, you can get hurt wrestling. But the chances of getting hurt playing a full football season, seriously getting hurt during a full football season, are far greater than if you can pick or choose your when you wrestle.
I also heard a really interesting theory floated out there this weekend as well. Another reason why the WWE might want him so much is that he could also, in a couple years, possibly be the spokesperson for the XFL when Vince McMahon launches that.
All right, then add a couple more million
Absolutely add a couple more million to that. I mean, if you get a big name like Rob Gronkowski out there plugging your product, he might not play, but he could be the color guy in the booth.
Okay, so you just said it there. There's absolutely no reason for Rob Gronkowski to play football.
Unless they give him way more money.
It doesn't matter. Because if I'm making $9 million a year wrestling, I can also go out and do crash leads, do any TV show I want to,
movies,
movies,
Fast and Furious 9,
There's no filter on what I can do, and I'm also not going to be crippled.
Yep.
I mean, this guy has a back problem that's not going to go away.
But he did tweet out something this weekend, which was a little cryptic, but...
Oh, yeah, he wrote it all right.
He did.
It's under his account.
Yeah, this is from his brain.
Yeah, right. You're sure? You know, the Gooch was whoever the hell his friend is.
Goon.
The Gooch.
The Gooch is good.
Well, the Gooch was, he was always picking on Arnold. But I'll tell you this, is that Goon, studied, he was in a Buddhist monk in Tibet for several years. And that's where he came out with the Grunk Party Bus.
Here's the only reason I think that Gronk might not have written this, but he might have transcribed it, is when you misspell the very first word, foresee your own future with three E's at the end. I don't know if that is indeed how you spell it. I'm not sure. I heard this is from Confucius. Foresee your own future, control your own temptations, and your destiny will be not just reached, it will just be starting.
No, so, he didn't transcribe that right at all.
That's him just tweeting out LMFAO lyrics. Right. There's that, think that certain verbs aren't
I'm thinking the tenses are all wrong there. Yeah,
that's actually from a Pitbull song.
I wouldn't doubt it. And your destiny will be not just... Hang on. Will be not just be reached.
Maybe he did write it.
It will just be starting.
He probably tried to copy it from a coloring book and then got it all screwed up.
Right. He has one of those the motivation a day calendars.
Or he was just at, like, Big Boy, and he started using the back of the placemat as...
Is it Shoney's Big Boy?
That, why not? Yeah.
For C spelled incorrectly, your own future, control your own temptations, and your destiny will be not just be reached. It will just be starting.
Yeah.
So there you go. But you're right. The more and more I think about this, the more I think that this is for real. I mean, he's somebody, too, that for a while has just... there was all the tension between his family and then the crafts. And then you've got a guy who just continuously gets hurt. You've said it before, Fred. To be as big as he is and to get hit the way he does, your life, we've talked to Brandon Merriweather, just getting out of bed for Brandon Merriweather in the morning, says sometimes his knees just give out on him and he can't walk.
Yeah.
So if you're Rob Gronkowski, how's your body taking that?
No, it's going to, his back, he's one more back injury away probably from being real bad.
And Bill makes another good point. This is something we've been saying too.
Bill, go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking the call. My question to you guys is, do we think Gronkowski's the first ballot Hall of Famer?
Yes, for sure.
What has he got left to prove?
It's a great point. He's already...
What does he have left to prove? I think he's done. I really do.
Yeah.
And I would be.
He's in the argument for best tight end ever. So he's got that. He's got a Super Bowl ring. There's really not a lot else. All you would just do is add to your greatness, but you're already arguably the greatest at your position.
There's no way in hell if I'm advising Rob Gronkowski. And also, by the way, the younger he is, the better this is all for him.
Yep.
You know, if he plays for three more years and, you know, every year that ticks by is another year he's probably not as popular. Let's face it, he's not... Dwayne Johnson. You know, Dwayne Johnson is a generational kind of performer, a very charismatic performer. But, you know, every year that Gronkowski can do this outside of football is better for him. You never know if this opportunity is going to come around again. And by the way, you don't know if you're going to get hurt and be able to do something like wrestling or be able to do all you want to do in terms of action films, because I don't think he's doing Woody Allen movies. Even though Dice was in one a couple of movies ago.
He was okay.
But yeah, if I'm advising him, there's no way I come back. None.
So he said, oh my God, can you imagine Gronk replacing Paul Walker in Fast and Furious 9? I would love that. I would love nothing more than that. I want Gronk to do... If Gronk's not going to be playing football, he's going to take away our enjoyment there. Give him big, juicy speaking roles. I want him talking a lot. Not the one where he just shows up and looks mean and like gets in a fight. No. I want him talking.
You want him jumping on that moving train. You want to make sure it makes it high degree of difficulty.
The usual suspects and like halfway through the film, he's like, dumbasses, I'm Kaiser Sosa.
No, you're not supposed to say that here.
He's stupid. I can walk just fine.
I mean, just how great would that be? Like, let him carry a film.
Okay.
Let him be the lead.
Sure.
It'd be the new room.
Yeah. I used to be a contender. You know?
And stuff.
I was good.
Hey, butts. I like butts.
You hear what I said there?
Butts.
John Cena versus Gronk at WrestleMania. I'm telling you, the WrestleMania stuff, it's a given.
Yes.
That's going to be there, and he's going to make a ton of money. It's ready to go. I believe that all that offer is real. The XFL stuff, I think, is a great idea. If Vince McMahon wants to launch that thing the right way, get a star to launch it. And Gronk is the guy. He's perfect for it.
Release a rap album.
That would be awesome.
Release a rap album. You and Cena. Back and forth on the mic.
Don't knock Cena's raps. You know who wrote most of them.
Esoteric. Yeah, Did you see what Esoteric used to wear back in the day?
He went
full on skater pants, those big ass burly ones. All right, so here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich.
Hey, Rob, what do you think about this book, The Gronking to Remember?
Oh, I've heard all about it. I think it's pretty funny.
Have you read any of it?
I've seen many posts about it, and my friend sent me some clips from it and everything, so I haven't read the whole thing, but seen some clips from it, it's pretty funny.
I highlighted one line from it, if you'd like to read it. It's right there. It's just that one line starting with the mark right there. Would you like to give us just a reading?
Wow. I'll read the first line. In front of the entire country, Gronk's spikes impacts right between my butt cheeks.
That's good stuff.
And then the rest is pretty outrageous, too.
Could you imagine that ever actually happening? A woman running onto the field and you spiking the ball right between her butt cheeks.
If someone wants it, that'd be pretty funny. Why not try that?
Thanks, Rob.
.985 to Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich is Rob Gronkowski going to leave football. It seems like this would be the right thing to do. Dominic, go ahead, sir.
Hey, guys. Any talk about Gronk, I always love to get in on the Gronk wrestling conversations, you know, because I've been involved in, at least on the low level in that world for a while. And I can tell you what they're doing right now with Ronda and Gronk is pretty much the same thing. Their first appearances were both what they call celebrity appearances, so they really don't have a whole lot to do with their wrestling. They don't need to wrestle for that. But I saw some training, Ronda training, and it's very similar to anything I've ever seen or done. And basically all they're going to have to do is, you know, clothesline, shoulder tackle, and that's all Gronk's going to have to do for at least the first year. There's always a chance he picks up on it because he's an athletic dude, but they're never going to ask him to do anything that's going to affect his knees or his concussion or anything like that. I think this is almost a done deal just based on, you know, he's perfect. He's the perfect personality. He's the perfect body. And he's, you know, I hate to admit it, for a guy that athletic, it's a lot easier to learn how to do the basics of wrestling than people think.
Now, Dominic, what the Ronda Rousey deal, from what you know, like how much work does she actually have to do? How many days does she have to perform? And what does it mean as far as her actual workload?
Well, now, it varies. It does tend to vary from athlete to athlete because some people, like I said, they just take it right up and it's different. But more than likely, if she's made a good business deal, probably out of the, like, 250 appearances that most people make, she's going to make probably less than 100 appearances and probably wrestle less than 50 matches a year. And that's going high. I'm going to say, especially the first year. Again, what she did on Raw last night, that is, like, the thing you learn first wrestling, you notice you don't have anyone really hitting her or her getting knocked down. Those are the things that take more experience. So I think based on how good she gets at that, how quickly we'll tell you what kind of workload she's going to get. But you can put the strap on her without really having her do anything. Case in point, Goldberg. They always are going to give the guys that are dominating and doing two moves and killing their opponents, those are the guys that aren't really, you know, ready for...
Right.
Time.
Yeah. You see, I kind of imagine Gronk.
How much do they make? Like, how much do you think he'd make?
Oh gosh. Well, you know, merchandising. Depending on the merchandising deal, because they often have their own individual merchandising deals. I mean, Stone Cold used to make double his salary just on merchandise. He made like $9 million in merchandise back in the day. So Gronk probably make. They'll sign him easy for 5 to 8. I'm sure Ronda's getting like 5-6. He'll get, you know, 5 to 8. And the market, the merchandising deal is going to be good because he is a brand. So they're not going to take a lot of his merchandising money because, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he can negotiate that, right.
So he might make $16 million a year is what you're saying.
And they're probably not going to take his naming rights, which is a huge thing on most people's deal. When you got a WWE... you know, if I went in there, you know, I could no longer be Polo Power. I would have to, you know, if I left them, they'd leave the gimmick behind and you lose your stuff, man. Del Rio, they got to call him El Patron now everywhere he goes. That's a big thing WWE does marketing wise. They basically take your gimmick and take your name and own it.
You don't have to do it.
I'm going to do that with Gronk and Rousey, and that's a huge.
Thank you, Dominic.
It's a real name.
Well, you know what I'd like to find out, though, is I'd like to see what kind of cut these players get from whenever a jersey is sold with their name on it, as opposed to what kind of cut Rob Gronkowski would get for any kind of wrestling merchandise with his name on it.
I got to believe that it's a lot more of a percentage.
Well, now you get to, because he's such a star, you can negotiate. Yeah, I get 90% of anything it's Gronk.
Gronk will get a higher cut because he can use the same psychology back that he uses on the Patriots. Look, I can go play football. I don't have to join you guys. They're going to give me a bump in pay. I'll go play for them for 2 more years.
Hey, don't you think he'd like it more?
Oh, yeah.
Of course
he
would.
It's a lot more fun. I mean, listen, you have to stay in, obviously, peak shape to be a wrestler. You do, but...
He'd do that if he was a barber.
But right. But the difference is that you don't have that worry about getting blindsided and cracked in the skull out of nowhere or somebody going at your knees. Everything is well-trained, well-rehearsed. Now, there can be an accident, but it sure as hell is a lot less dangerous than... having the unknown come at you. So, yeah, he would be much happier,
well,
I believe.
Yeah, he's never going off a top rope. Watch Hogan, despite his silken bald hair.
The leg drop.
I mean, Hogan, they let Hogan wrestle where he was just, he would like, just kind of take three steps and then let his leg drop.
And then
the person would be writhing in pain. Yeah. Meanwhile, other guys are doing triple flips off the top rope and somersaults.
You read Bret Hart's autobiography. He thought Hogan was a horrible wrestler.
Well, he was.
I mean, no, but this is from a wrestler's point of view. Everyone else, when Hogan came along, I don't remember what his real name was, but when Hogan came along before he became Hogan, they're like, who is this guy? He can't do anything.
And by the way, I'm hearing from other people that, you know, he said 100 appearances. No. I heard it's more like 40. Right. And that makes sense. Like, I mean, what if he would probably actually wrestle once a month. There would be probably once or twice before that where he would get into the ring and hold a microphone and yell at a guy.
I can't have him wrestle 100 times because the whole novelty of it goes away.
Exactly right. So if you did it once a month, and some of them not even like real wrestling matches, just like a fight in the ring where he picks up and throws a guy through a table, and you save the big ones, you all lead up to a huge tag team match for WrestleMania with Rob Gronkowski.
Or just comes in like off the, like he's not even involved in the match and he comes strutting in.
Yeah, it'll be like, John Cena, it'd be like Rob Gronkowski and Ronda Rousey versus John Cena and one of the Divas or something like that.
Yeah.
Divas.
Love them all. Speaking my language.
Which one, Miss Hancock? She's my favorite. Yeah.
She looks like a school teacher, but she'll kick your ass.
Or who was the one who was sitting to our left that made Bird turn all red? Who was like giving you the
with bitter lip?
When she saw you, yeah.
Oh yeah,
Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch,
mm-hmm.
Raven haired beauty, assassin in the ring. Row. Becky Lynch.
That was a seductive James Stewart.
Wow.
Row. Meow, scratch, scratch. Meow, scratch, scratch. Oh, look. Someone left some dirt on the floor. Pee.
So now he's Litterbox James Stewart?
Litterbox James Stewart. Hey, look at that yard. Pat, pat. Pat, pat. Pee.
You actually say the word when you do it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't know if that's what you do.
Want to fight?
I don't think I
Bet
do.
You don't.
No, I don't.
Oh, I don't like this. I'm going under the couch. Pee. Let me outside. There's birds I want to kill.
Okay. Say mercy.
Look, I gave you a prize, a present. A dead raven.
Feel the pain.
Excuse me, I have to cover up my excrement.
Pat, pat.
No fat chicks?
Whoosh, whoosh.
I'm scratching your back, Litter Fox J. Stewart.
Purr. Purr. Now you're going against the grain. Bite.
Look, it's a dog.
Whoa, hey, I gotta get out of here. I'm jumping on the table. You can't get me up here.
I have a laser pointer now. Litterbox James Stewart.
Yeah, I'm chasing that around. I can't catch it. Excuse me, I have to go back and cover my excrement.
Get on your hog.
All right, so we'll be right back.
98.5, the Sports Hub. No.
.985 the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Rich, what do you got?
Well, you can breathe a little easier now that the Celtics came back from the All-Star break and Marcus Smart's back and all is right in the universe. They rip off two pretty easy wins. A team that defensively, Marcus Smart, boy, did they miss him. And I know it almost is like one of those, you don't know what you got till it's gone. I think he might have actually upped his value by punching that glass and slicing up his hand, because you instantly notice the kind of defense he brings. But on top of that, if you're a Celtics fan, the other news that broke over this past week that's a little more exciting is that, to me, doesn't it seem like almost no matter what, something big's going to happen with this team in the offseason? Because while you've been sitting here looking over here at Anthony Davis, and Anthony Davis for the first time last week said something that might mean that he is considering possibly asking for a trade when he was asked about the Kevin Garnett quote, where he said he wished he would have come to the Celtics earlier because youth can be wasted, blah, 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 blah. It was the first time in an interview he was like, yeah, you know, I can actually see that. I can buy into that. That's the first time I've ever heard him say anything of that kind.
First time he's ever said anything other than pro-New Orleans.
So that you got that. So you're looking at Anthony Davis, and from all reports, the Celtics are still very serious about the guy, and they've been doing a good job trying to get a nice little package ready for him. But then you look down at what's happening in San Antonio, and now it's getting really interesting because what's going on with Kawhi Leonard right now is strange. And I thought of all the organizations that this wouldn't happen in, it was the San Antonio Spurs. So if you haven't heard, Kawhi Leonard has only played like 9 games this season. He has been injured, but he has now been cleared to play, but he's refusing to play. And I guess there is a tension that seems like, from reports, that this might be something that isn't able to be solved.
The question is, it's a pain tolerance issue. He can play with pain. The question is, how much can he? The team wants him to play, and Leonard said, no, I'm still in too much pain, I can't.
So, according to a lot of the reports that are coming out there, including Adrian Wojnarowski, that even with Greg Popovich and the organization, who usually are ones that can talk these guys into, I mean, being good soldiers, there's something there with Kawhi Leonard that isn't quite right. Now, he's got one more year left, I believe, and they're obviously talking about possibly signing an extension here in the offseason. But if he does not, they're going to be forced to trade him. What would they want to trade for Kawhi Leonard? Probably something that the Celtics have. They'd either want Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, or both. Anyone who says that you would not make that trade in a heartbeat, even if it's both players, is insane. I believe that you are going to get one of those two players no matter what in the offseason. Now, obviously, if you get Kawhi Leonard, that means you're out of the running for Anthony Davis, and you're going to have to take a risk. I also think that both players, including Kawhi Leonard, are ones that Danny Ainge, rather, would jump at the chance to get. Why not? Because when they're playing, both of them are top 5, top 10 players in the NBA. And for the rarest of times, you might have both of them be available, which is... And had to have the Celtics all set up for this to be able to make some sort of meaningful trade to get either one.
What about the money?
Okay, so the money would work out with Kawhi Leonard for a while. Now, you would eventually have to get rid of probably Al Horford. Al Horford's going to have to be the odd man out in all of this when you're going to extend either one of those players. But who wouldn't do that? I mean, if you had...
Can you get rid of Al Horford?
You'd have to... I mean, you have to trade him. I mean, you have to...
You would have to trade him, but he's on a max deal.
Yeah, there's ways of moving him around. And apparently they can. The confidence is there that you could. Like, that's not an issue. Now, for the first year, you could have Kawhi Leonard there and all four of the major four players playing at the same time. You could afford that. It would be Kawhi Leonard. You could have Al Horford and Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward.
Leonard's making about $20 million. Anthony Day is signed for one more year, and then there's an option. Anthony Davis is signed for 3 more years, 25, 27, and 28.
Yeah, so the Kawhi Leonard one is one that for the next year, you could have all four of the major players on the team at the same time.
If his quad comes back.
It was quad, well, according to the doctors, his quad is ready to go.
And according to him, he's still in too much pain. Okay. That's the one. Which one do you want?
Anthony Davis.
Yes, you do.
And you'd have to give up everything.
Because if they have him for 3 more years, I have no incentive to get rid of him.
Leonard is a defensive player of the year candidate. He is a leader. He's a champion. He's great. But I want Davis.
He is one of the best players in the NBA when he's playing.
Yep.
Top 3, you could even argue.
But I want Davis.
But I want Davis, too. But Davis fits this team a whole hell of a lot more. But, I mean, listen, with Davis, you're neck and neck with the Golden State Warriors. You bring Anthony Davis in here, you are... I don't want to say the favorite because you still got Golden State, but you're neck and neck with the Golden State Warriors.